This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
My guest today is Derek D. Hayes. He was recently featured on the cover of Essence magazine. His vision for his restaurant, Big Dave's Cheesecake, began in 2014 as he aimed to merge his passion for community, food, and business. What started as a small water ice shop in a roughly 750 square foot Shell gas station in Dunwoody, Georgia, since 2016 has generated nationally known Big Dave's Cheesecake. If you've not been there, I recommend you go there. He's right down the street from my business, my staff. They need to have stock in his business. That's how much they go there. A thriving cheesecake empire with store and mobile locations all across metro Atlanta. Hayes is also the founder of Dave and Derek Hayes Foundation and co-owner of vegan cheesecake concept Dinkies with slutty vegan Atlanta CEO and vegan restaurant phenom Pinky Cole. In 2021, Hayes' passion for community and food landed him an illustrious spot as a Forbes 2021 Next 1000 honoree. Let's discuss his journey into Big Dave's Cheesecake, being a community leader, being bigger than food. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, Derek D. Hayes. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much, Mr. Rashawn McDonald, for having me, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man, I had to lay it out there for you, Derek,
Now you did, man. That was good. You know, sometimes hearing, you know, the stuff that you did, you know, along the way, it feels good, you know. All your hard work, you know, somebody else honoring it. So it's always a blessing.
Well, the thing about it is, and you should be, because sometimes as I have a segment, I do a local show, my show syndicates, and I do it live every Tuesday. I love to invite you on it, by the way, on WCLK every Tuesday. And it's called a bragging segment. And I encourage people to call in and talk about what they've done, because we tend to be too humble about our business. I always encourage people to remind them that, you know, McDonald brags. Ford brags, and we need to brag about what we do. So everything that you have accomplished is part of your success story. It's not what we see when we get that sandwich, because that cheesecake sandwich, because what happens was there's a journey to get there. So how did I hit the date 2014? I hit a small gas station. I hit 750 square feet, which is the size of my apartment in college. So I know what that feels like. So talk to us about it, because obviously that was a walk-in. That wasn't a sit-down diner. Tell us about the whole concept of what you have turned into an empire so far, and it's growing.
Well, first, I want to start off with saying the mission and, you know, and the honor was my father. You know, that was everything, that the reason why I built Big Dave's. He passed away from lung cancer in 2009. And my dad dying wish was for me to, you know, stand on my own 10 toes and change my generational patterns and, you know, not to get in trouble. And, you know, he worked his whole life and he thought he left a lot behind and he didn't. So I was able to see a blue collar worker my whole life. And now transpiring to me building my brand and honoring my father, it was, you know, a lot of hard work, but it was something in my mission and my passion, what I really wanted to do, because just think about it. A lot of people build brands just for money.
Right.
You know, I built this for a purpose of really, you know, believing in my father, his, you know, his dreams and what he wanted before he left here. So it actually helped me and tricked me into wanting more out of my own self. So when I built Big Dave's, I didn't know anything about business. I didn't know how to, you know, pay sales and use tax. I didn't know anything about, you know, getting ADP. I didn't know anything about food costs. All I wanted to do was better my life and, you know, get out of situations I was in at the time. But in the midst of all of this, I was able to start in a small gas station because nobody wanted to rent me a space out. You know, I'm going all over Atlanta. I'm saying, you know, I got the money, you know, I need that, you know, need the space. And everybody's like, you know, well, you don't have the business experience. It only took me this one shot. I always learned this in life. One shot can change your life forever. And that gas station was my shot because that Indian guy rented me that space and he knew I had no business experience. And I was able to make that nationally known, you know, in 7 years of my hard work. Now, along the way, I had a lot of roller coaster rides. You know, I got taken advantage of a lot by contractors, even, you know, employees, you know, because I had a, you know, soft heart, you know, I wanted to see everybody grow at the time, but it built my tough skin along the way because I had to understand for me to scale this business, I had to become a real entrepreneur. So I started really, you know, doing my Google University, my YouTube University. I'm learning, you know, how to really, you know, do these things. And so I don't get taken advantage of because I didn't finish school. You know, I got a high school diploma, but I don't, you know, I didn't finish college. So, and I got 40 some tattoos on my body. So I don't look like the average CEO. So when people look at me, you know, I got to come on my things together so they could take me serious. And the way I did that was to build multiple successful businesses along the way throughout the years.
Now, when you saw this gas station, there's a gas station, 750, roughly, they said, you said 749. I'm just going to say, I'm going to give you one more square foot, 750 yeah. square feet. Why and what area of town was there Dunwoody? But what area of Dunwoody and why did you think and what did you have to bring in? Because this is a gas station. Now you're cooking in the gas station.
Yeah.
So talk about that setup and then being able to sell the concept to the community and to your friends. Because the friends really is a hard sell because they're going to tell you it's not a smart idea.
So that's how I actually wound up in the kitchen cooking myself because I tried to get a cook to cook the cheesesteak and my friends was like, nah, it's not home. And not to mention, I am in this little gas station with one grill and one fryer and it's all electric. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know cooking on electricity and cooking on gas is totally different because the grill goes in and out. You know, a temperature is different. When you pick cold, you know, items on there, you lose temperature. So I had to actually learn how to cook on these disadvantaged, you know, equipment that I had. And then I was cooking on used equipment at the same time. I had no employees at the time. It's just me being a cashier, the cook, the accountant, inventory, anything that I had to do to make it because I wanted to be successful. And the way I had to do that was put myself in all these situations to be able to, you know, work hard to do that myself because I didn't have the money at the time to, you know, give people to help me because right. at the end of the day, I blew my money, you know, and I spent my last, you know, building Big Dave. So I really had to get it out the mud. So I would say that self-belief is more than anything that I had to do along the way is believing in myself. If you don't believe in yourself, there's no way that you can get somebody else to believe in you. So when I started believing in myself more, I started to get, you know, a little bit of traffic. And to right. be honest, man, I tell everybody, Eve, the rapper Eve, man, she was a big play, you know, a big part of my story because in the midst of me, you know, going through this year now open, I don't have no traffic still. I'm going under, you know, of course, if you can't pay the bills, eventually you're going to have to shut them doors.
Right.
And she posted me on her social network, man. At this, I made a chicken cheesesteak for her, man.
Right.
And, you know,
so I went how did you, because rapper Eve, famous, you know, great yeah. following. So loyal following, first of all. And so where were you at for that connection to make? Did you know her or did she find out about your food? Somebody recommended your food? Tell us about that setup.
That was a friend. It was a friend. It was a friend, friend of a friend. And she was shooting barbershop. you know, she was shooting a movie and I waited all day for her to come like a kid on Christmas. And I'm talking about, she ain't come, man. You know, I ain't get discouraged though. I said, you know, I'm gonna keep on fighting. And the next day she really came. And as I was making this chicken cheesesteak, you know what she told me? She said, if this sandwich is good, I'm gonna post it on my social media networks. Now you gotta think about it. I'm a kid from Philly. All my resources, I exhausted everything. And now I'm like, shit, my life depends on this. I gotta make this sandwich the best I can make it. And when I made this sandwich, she bit it. She went crazy. She said, oh man, you brung me home. And she put it on every social media outlet she had at the time. And when I tell you the next day, I made $5,000. That was my biggest day ever at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was just up from there. I started to be able to get the community more involved because they seen traffic. You know, people eat off of their eyes.
Right.
You know,
right.
They see lines. They say, well, it got to be good. So I was able to start building lines. And then the next part of my journey that was a very big part of my mission was in 2018, I was picked to go to a sandwich competition in Orange Beach, Alabama. And I ranked number 7th in the world.
Okay.
And
I did Orange Beach, Alabama. Sandwich competition. Okay, now, this ain't New York. This ain't LA. Man. Dallas. You're not even Atlanta. You're in Orange Beach, Alabama sandwich competition. So, see, that's what I love about you. You know, you tell this story. It's just so normal to you. But Orange Beach, Alabama, I don't think going to Orange Beach, Alabama going to do anything for anybody. But tell us about this competition and why it was important to go.
So it was important to go because, for one, I wanted to represent that I not only had the best cheesesteak, but I wanted to have the best sandwich. And honestly, it was an opportunity for me. You know, I was hungry. I had the fire in my belly for success. I was waiting for my moment. And when I got picked, I was ready for it. But to be honest, when I got there, you know, it was a little discouraging because I was cooking on a barbecue grill. Now, mind you, how do you make a cheesesteak on a barbecue grill? Because they don't have flat tops. So what I had to do, I went to Walmart and got a skillet. And like a flat top.
Right.
And I put it over that gas grill and I got that thing hot and I made them cheesesteaks just like I was at Big Dave's. You know, I took my obstacles and I pivoted because that's the thing. When you don't pivot, when stuff happens, you're going to sink.
Right.
You're going to give up.
Right.
You know, I'm already at disadvantage, you know, to American society. I'm a black man that come from the ghetto. So I'm supposed to be here anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know, so the way I was looking at it was this is my opportunity to make some noise for me and my people. It showed that I deserve to be here. And when they called my name...
So what I'm saying, when you say that, then the diversity at this competition was not much when you make a statement like that.
I can count on my fingers how many black people was in this competition, and it probably was maybe 15,000. You know, could have been you know, a little less, a little bit more. I'm not sure, but I know that it was a good amount of people, you know, that was trying to qualify for this cooking competition. And honestly, I never forget. I gave Bo Jackson a Dave's way. And I said, I know I had a big shot because I knew I was making this sandwich with, you know, all of my grind, my blood, sweat, and tears, all these years of me working. I said, I ain't come here to lose, man. You know, I came here to show out and show on. And honestly, and they called Derek Hayes. They said, you know, top qualifiers, top 10 in the world. And when they called me, I was talking to somebody, and because we was in this big facility.
Right.
And I was looking at them like they just called my name. And it was mind blowing because at the end of the day, you want to win. You want to get to the mountaintop. You want to get there. But when they really call your name, all your years of your hard work and everything you've been through start to pan out. And honestly, it was emotional for me because, again, just like you said, it was in Orange Beach, Alabama. Me as a black man winning anything in Orange Beach, Alabama was a win for me.
On a barbecue grill. On a barbecue grill.
On a barbecue grill,
with a skillet from Walmart.
Exactly. You know, and that's how a lot of my journey was built off of blood, sweat, and tears and getting it out the mud for real because I wanted people to see a real authentic side of what I was building. I don't want people to, you know, see that anything was given because I wanted them to see that if the resources were short and they looking at me, they can do it too.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Well, the beauty of this conversation that I'm having with you is that I know that establishing your brand, because setbacks are part of your growth. Now, in 2020, we all faced a pandemic. And at that point, we didn't know what to do. And so you used the word pivot early in your conversation, the word pivot, which I think is really important in this conversation. When we talk to young entrepreneurs who have a goal set in place, this is how I'm going to do it. And sometimes when something interrupts that goal, they frustration sets in or they throw their hands up. When COVID, the country was shut down, how did you react to that? And did you have a game plan, Dave?
I'm going to say this in the most humblest way. My life was a pivot. I come from West Philadelphia. I come from the jungle. I come from a land of opportunity if you want it, because you got to go get it. So when this happened in this pandemic, of course, nobody ever seen this tragedy happen in the world like this. But I knew the city I came from taught me how to pivot. So I wasn't going to quit. I was going to find out a way to help people while I was helping my brand be able to grow at the same time. And the way I was able to do that was I was able to give 1,000+ meals to the community, because those same people that was going through those hard times,
right,
were the same people standing in my lines. And then I wanted to help the healthcare workers, those frontline workers. Those were the same people that was putting their life on the line every day for people that had COVID. And we didn't really know how dangerous COVID was at the time. So those people I wanted to help. I fed 40+ hospitals in a month of COVID, the first month. You know, really, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And I put my life on the line just as well going in those hospitals, because I believe that it was a bigger purpose. That they seen an entrepreneur, a young Black kid that come from the ghetto standing up, some other people would stand up, and then we will all stand up together, and we will reunite and be able to get our communities back together. In downtown, I was able to help out. I donated $26,000 to help businesses get back open. So for me, it wasn't about making the money in the pandemic. Right. It was about helping others get their doors back open so that people could see what type of person I was and what I stand for and what I represent and what I wanted out of my own self. If you can look through a vision of me, you can look through the vision of the community, and we can grow together. And that's what I was trying to do.
Well, you did it. And because you were recognized by Forbes 2021 Next 1000 honoree. Now, again, you know, it goes back to Alabama. You know, you got there, you're in a tent. You know, they call your name. Didn't know that was going to happen. You're shocked. Now you're doing all this great work for the community. You know, like you said, now one point in your conversation, were you talking about selling? You were talking about uplifting, giving. 26,000 here, 1,000 sandwiches here. All about the drive is, if I give, then they show support. It creates loyalty. That's a business model that corporations do all the time, and that comes from service. Now, service drives your business. Customer service is a high priority as far as how you communicate with your customer base, correct?
Yes. But I think with me is, people see,
yes, sir,
that I'm real. They see the authentic side of it. Like, I'm not scripted. You know, I show my flaws. I show my ups and downs so that you don't make the same mistakes that I made. I'm not selling you food. I'm selling you hope, and I'm selling you a dream.
Right.
A kid like me believing and want to make a change. And when they see that, they put the food to the side for a second. They know I make good food. Everybody loves my food. But they also love the passion and the story that I'm putting out, because it's so many other people out here in the world that need that help. You think about it. It could be a young kid that looked just like me, 34 years old. He might be in the hood trying to get out of not being, you know, selling drugs or a bad situation. He can go ahead and punch on Instagram and look at me and say, listen, I know this kid came from the same thing I came from. I could do it too.
Right.
That's bigger than me, than any money. That's the biggest thing for me. You know, I could be walking in the market and somebody will walk up to me and say, hey, man, you don't even understand. You saved my life. You made me want to change. You made me want more out of myself. And I used the food to be able to stepping stone and trigger that. I was told this once upon in my life.
Right.
My aunt was battling cancer in 2005. Her name was Teresa Hennigan. She eventually passed away. But in the middle of this, I went to a church with her. And a pastor, he told me in my ear, he said, you're going to be a pastor. Now, at the time, I'm playing basketball. I had hoop dreams to make it to the NBA. I said, I'm not going to be no pastor. A pastor is not about getting on the pulpit. It's about spreading the message. It's about giving a message so other people can receive. And right now, every day, I spread the message. When these people out here seeing Big Dave build these two locations, young black kid come from the ghetto, build multi-million-dollar companies left and right now, they get motivated by that. So for me, that's the biggest motivation for me. It ain't about the money. It's about the motivation for my people.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it, you know, when I saw you on the cover of Essence, you know, usually, you know, when you're on the cover of Essence, you know, you Idris Elba. You know what I'm saying? You know, Michael B. Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's that legendary, man.
Go. That's it. Now he's smiling, y'all. If y'all audio, I've got to tell you, he's straightened up a little bit when I started talking about being on the cover of Essence. Because Essence, like, you know, because I'm older than you. That's Ebony back in my day. That's Jet Magazine back in my day. You know, you saw that, you left that on the coffee table when it happened, because, you know, that was an announcement about your brand. But it's even a bigger announcement for you, because it wasn't entertainment driven, your appearance on there. It was about you as a person, what you do for the community, and you being able to step out. Like you talk about your background. You come from humble beginnings. You come from Philadelphia. You come from a neighborhood like I came from, a neighborhood where people stereotype your success. You know,
exactly.
You drive in that neighborhood, then people will question why you come out. How?
Exactly.
It's like you lucky. Use terms like that.
Like you don't belong here. Like you ain't deserve it. And I think, see, and that's what I'm trying to teach too. You know, I was asked this question yesterday. I was having a conversation and they said, why do you think our culture, you know, handle things differently? And the reason with that being is, just imagine if you was a kid on Christmas, right?
Right.
Everybody got this toy, but this one kid got the best toy that everybody wanted. That if that kid never was taught how to share that toy because he never had the resources to feel good about having anything that feel good, then how can that kid ever know he's doing wrong? When you're in an environment of everything a certain way, that's what you're accustomed to. Now, what I'm trying to show different is, okay, we step out of these boundaries of these inner cities, these lower income communities, and now we got social media outlets showing us when it's right from wrong. But the leaders that got the voice got to help out and say, listen, now that we got the ball in our hands, let's stick together and change these communities out and give resources. Let's build community centers. Let's build a financial literacy program so that when kids get to high school and when they about to get out of high school, they ain't lost on about a credit card or how they going to do their financial literacy or how they going to get through college. They know that spending over 30% on their credit card going to mess their credit up before the bill cycle hit.
Right.
They know that they can now, you know, utilize their capital before that bill cycle hit so that now they're not getting penalized for interest. So they rotating this money, making money. They know how to get cash back, cash rewards cards when they spend the money to put it in their savings account when it earns enough money to now move the money and it's free money off of spending money. But we can't teach that. And we don't know that. And all we can know is what's going on in these communities to survive. Like I said, where I come from at in Philly, I was born to just survive. And my day of living, it was my day of survival. I ain't thinking about tomorrow. So I'm trying to teach my generation now, let's worry about tomorrow. Because when you got kids, you got to leave them set up for when you ain't here. You got to take care of them from the grave. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing this a life insurance initiative right now.
Wow. You know, I love as we progress through this interview, Derek, how you your energy, your comfort zone with me has just picked up and keep transferring to an even more positive level. But the number one thing when I talk about and I meet individuals like you, because you're a self-made person, like I said, you're not ashamed of your journey. Now, because at the beginning, I always talk about friends, family, and don't let anybody stop you from living your dream and stop you from planning your dream. Okay. When you talk about the community and the next step, what is Big Dave's future? How do you conceptualize it? You know, who do you, because you know, it ain't you no more than that 750 square foot Shell gas station by yourself. You have to put a team around you. What does that team look like so our listeners and our viewers can understand? When you grow has to be surrounded by quality. You have to spend money to keep that quality around you in order for your dream to grow.
I like this topic right here because a lot of people, you know, they might tell me I'm too top heavy with the locations that I have. But the thing is, if you're ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know, when that moment happens. So in the midst of everything that I'm doing with my brand, you know, I just want, for me, like philanthropy is a big thing for me, you know, building this brand. I love it just as much as I love, you know, the restaurant space. I love talking to people because for one, I know that I'm giving them real game that I've been through in my life to help them change theirs. No, I don't think I know everything, but me at 34 years old, I was blessed in a lot of ways that, you know, a lot of people may not have got to yet. And I can now help them when they get to this situation in their life, they're not making those same mistakes I made. Now, let me tell you something. Mistakes cost in a business.
Right.
When you're in business, mistakes cost. It costs, it's more than money. It hurts you in the finance side, but scaling a business, you need your CRO to be good, your COO to be good, your GMs to be good, your assistant managers to be good, your fry cooks, your grill cooks. Everybody is a motor that works together to operate this vehicle. And without that, you can't scale.
Right.
And it took me years to really be able to get that together because, like I said, I love hard. So I see the best out of people sometimes they don't see in themselves. But I was also told this by multiple different billionaires, and this was my blessing.
Right.
You know, you're never going to scale if you don't get thick skin to be able to do it because these same people aren't going to be with you.
They're not.
The ones that belong with you are going to be with you because they want to better themselves along the journey. Mm-hmm. But the ones who just tagging along and the business is growing and they're not growing, you know, you're going to eventually have to leave them or the business is going to leave you. And if the business leave the CEO, you know what happens after that. It goes down the drain.
Right.
And that's what I'm not building. Like I told you this, I honor this to my father. I know in the end of this, I'm building a billion dollar business. I'm gonna have Big Dave's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I want to keep on setting the bar high and setting the culture. And what I got going on outside of, you know, just the Big Dave's brand, you know, me and Pinky, we jumped in real estate heavy. And the reason why we're doing that is because we're trying to build up these communities. So when stuff ain't looking right in these communities, what's better to say is people that look just like the people that's from these communities building them up and any developers tearing them up and moving them out. You
right.
get what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to keep them in. We're going to give them jobs. And the way we're going to do that is out of these companies we're building.
Love it. You know, I'm right down the street from your location over there, Brand Mart. I'm right now. That's mm-hmm. where you at. I'm right down the street from that. And so my staff supports it. First of all, a joy to talk to you, your passion, your information, your gift, man, your gift and a blessing, your entrepreneurial spirit. You are what America is built on, a land of opportunity. You know, we should never be denied based on the color of our skin or the education that people perceive we don't have. You are the person that I bring on the show to educate my audience that anything is possible. And I want to thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you, man. And I thank you for having me. And I want to release one more thing for people listening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about how you start. It's not about what's going to happen in the middle of that race. If your shoe get untied, your soul get messed up, your sneaker fall off, just finish the race. Don't worry about the place you're going to be in because as long as you finish the race, the job is done. And when the job is done, guess what you can say at the end of the day? I finished the damn marathon because I wasn't worrying about the race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the end of it all, you gave it all you got.
Yes.
As long as you give it all you got and you finish that line, as long as you crossed it, be proud of yourself and your journey. and stop sizing yourself up to other people, because God got everybody journeying for themselves to be able to better other people. You don't know. It may feel like that man or that woman got that success overnight, but you don't know what they've been through to get that success.
Absolutely.
So it's not a track meet, it's a marathon. So always remember that.
I love it, because I always tell people that, you know, don't look in the, that's the old saying, don't look in somebody else's yard. You know, you don't have to explain the word I finish versus I quit. I quit, you have to explain. I finished mean I made maximum effort to get the job done.
Exactly.
That's all you're saying, and I love it, brother. We're going to talk in person, because I want to sit down and just chat with you. I appreciate
too,
your
man.
Time, man, because you're special. Again, I've had Pinky on the show. Both of y'all are special. But congratulations, you know, Mr. Idris Elba, Big Dave's Cheesecake, you know, Mr. Sexy, Mr. Good Looking. Got the teeth all out there, you know, 43 tattoos, straight out of Philly. Big Dave Cheesecake!
Keep doing your thing. I see you be in the kitchen whipping up your recipes.
Cheesesteak, man. I love it, man. Stay strong,
right,
bro. Big Day's Cheesesteak, man.
Thank you, man.
All right. We talk soon.
All right.
If you want to hear or see any of my interviews or Money Making Conversations, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.